The White House Office of National Drug Policy is in the middle of a major ad campaign meant to discourage drug use among young people. The message of the public service announcements: drug money helps foreign terrorists buy bombs and guns. Commentator Alicia Montgomery says the drug trade buys homegrown terror, too.
These commercials are telling American drug buyers that their money is feeding a global criminal enterprise.
I helped the bomber get a fake passport.
All the kids do it.
I helped kill a judge.
I helped blow up buildings.
My life, my body.
This spot focuses on drug crimes in Mexico and Colombia. But you don't have to leave the country to find drug trade thugs. You don't have to go far at all. In the District of Columbia, a few miles from the Capitol building, is the house that my mother grew up in. As a child, she used to jump rope and play tag in the alley behind it, and I used to play there too. My cousin and her husband live in that same house now with their two children, but I doubt that kids can play much in the alley anymore. That's because local drug dealers have transformed it from a play space to a crime zone that parents try to keep their kids out of. In mid-January, the body of a 15-year-old, shot twice in the head and once in the chest, was found in another alley about a mile and a half away from my cousin's house. The guns wielded by urban dealers aren't free. Drug buyers finance them. That money also pays rent so dealers can live next door to law-abiding families. That money buys fancy cars and clothes that make a community's children see crime as a viable career option. And that money pays the salaries of grade schoolers who are drawn into the business as lookouts and runners. I've never used illegal drugs, in part because I've seen them ruin the neighborhoods where my loved ones live. But many of my friends, several degrees removed from blighted areas, have regularly purchased drugs for recreational use. Most are also well-educated, productive people who pride themselves on being socially conscious in the marketplace. They refuse to buy clothes made in sweatshops, or they buy only cruelty-free cosmetics. That makes me hope that if they were encouraged to see their drug buying as supporting global social destruction, they might find other ways to spend their money. The commercials linking drug use to terrorism are obviously a gimmicky guilt trip. It's far more fashionable to fight international terrorists than urban crime. But what the ads say about American drug buyers sponsoring terrorism at home and abroad is true. If that makes drug buyers feel guilty, it's only because they are.
Alicia Montgomery is an assistant producer for NPR News.